I don't have any thoughts about it, don't have any plans for it, and I'm not thinking about doing it at this point in time.
Any regrets?
Not at all, no. In fact, I enjoyed the hell out of the campaign up until the time I started counting the votes.
That gets traumatic.
Is there anything you wanted to add, Mr. Blunt, that we haven't discussed? Comment on?
You know, it's a hell of an interesting state politically. You talk about Southern politics, you've got to devote an awful lot of attention to this state, particularly what's happened to it in the last decade and going to be happening in this decade. Alabama's kind of the keystone of the Southern political system. I think again, the impact of Wallace in this state has been so, makes the Republican trend substantially different here than it is from the other places, but I don't believe that long range that's any different. If you take 1960 and put the number of Republican office holders on a chart in the South, and put the number of office holders on a chart in 1974, you'll see a line that's going up very rapidly, and I think that's going to continue into the future. Someday, I suspect that the Republican Party will be the majority party in the South. Wallace has slowed it down. But I think that's going to continue.
But compared with the neighboring states, the Republican Party in Alabama is not any weaker, and perhaps a little stronger, except for Florida. But Mississippi Republican Party Mississippi is stronger. It's stronger, but in one sense, it doesn't have it in office holders.
That's right.
No, it is in terms of organization.
And Arkansas is really, at the moment, weaker. Georgia Republican Party is not very strong at the moment. And Alabama seems to have a fairly strong residue.
Governor's race in South.
End interview with Red Blunt. No more transcription. This tape.